About 15 years ago, I had the privilege of going to Rome and seeing the sculpture, the Pietà. If you are not familiar with it, it is a sculpture in which Mary is seated and she holds the lifeless body of her son, Jesus. It is the most beautiful human-made sight I have ever seen. In 1972, a man named Laszlo Toth took a hammer to the Pietà. I think he struck it 8 times, and pieces of the sculpture were all over the floor and had to be collected and the sculpture restored. I wonder if it is human instinct to rage against anything that reminds us of the proximity of life to death. Perhaps all of us struggle to handle the essence of the Pietà, that life and death, youth and old age are not in separate compartments, but are inextricably bound one to the other. I look at that sculpture and I reflect on Mary's role. She was mother, God-bearer, witness. And in that, we see that story told of the proximity of life to death. This idea is not new to us as Christians. In our baptismal service, we pray over the water and say, "We thank you, Father, for the water of baptism. In it, we are buried with Christ. By it, we share in his resurrection, death and life." John Donne once wrote that life and death are actually like points on a flat map that look as if they're very distant from one another, but if those same 2 points were shown on a globe, they would be seen as close to one another. We, as Christians, recognize that nearness of life to death. And in that recognition, we become God-bearers, as Mary did, and we become witnesses to this human life and this intertwining of joy and sorrow. The Gospels tell us about this relationship. Those who find their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it. That is the story told in the Pietà. That is the story told in all of the Christian tradition. That birth and death are not opposites, but complements. To live as a child of God requires dying to ourselves. To embrace the anticipated coming of the Christ requires ultimate surrender to the will of God. To participate in Christ's resurrection, we must first be buried through baptism with him in his death on Good Friday. Life, then death, then resurrection. They are powerfully bound together for each Christian who embraces the will of God. This is the entire circle of birth and death and then rebirth in Christ. Like Mary, today we see life and death thrown together. We too hold the lifeless body of Jesus. The sad, heavy price for being privileged as a God-bearer. We don't want to hear that we must die to ourselves to find eternal life. We may, like Laszlo Toth, want to take a sledgehammer to anything that reminds us of the nearness of life to death. But we cannot accept the joy on Easter Sunday without having witnessed and recognized and acknowledged the weight and the sorrow of Good Friday.